It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
3 o'clock. Great to have everybody with us. We will take you into another Tigers win, and we're going to do this two ways. We started the show with this. I want to make it part of what we do all the way up to the game, honestly. Yay or nay, Tigers need to be aggressive at the trade deadline, because the conversation is bubbling up now about how they don't need to be, how, you know, Zach McKinstry's a Hall of Famer, and where would I play anyone? I mean, Babe Ruth, where would I play him? So we wanted to have this conversation and say both things can be true. The team's fabulous. But there's never been a team in the history of baseball that you get to the deadline and go, we good. No, it's an arms race. Mm-hmm. So I'm naturally predisposed to saying, let's be aggressive. Now, with a caveat, and I know no one will hear this, Rico. No one. I don't want them to do anything stupid. I don't need them to make a desperate swing, and I trust Scott Harris and this organization. They're going to draw some lines. Like, say no to anything ESPN puts out. There's a start. The trades are ridiculous. Ridiculous. But I want them to make a deal. Now, I think if you're part of the Kool-Aid army, you're just like, oh, we have our guys. This is it. We don't need nothing. And I'm sorry. I don't see eye to eye, so yay or nay. Now, with that in the backdrop, I want to also offer this. David to the main stage. Rico, I need you to just listen. I already dealt with David pre-show. And by dealt with, it was me on phone getting yelled at about this other topic. David, would you like to say a few words about Trajan Langdon?
I sure would like to say a few things. Let me first read you a quote from what Trajan said during his press conference yesterday before the Summer League. He was asked about some things and then asked about Malik Beasley again. He says, quote, regarding it, we didn't have much time. I was able to communicate with Malik and his agent on Saturday, which was obviously right before we could start talking to free agents on Sunday. It was disappointing for us because we were excited to get him back and had to pivot quickly. So when I heard this quote, I immediately like, I don't, you know, that doesn't match to me, because it thinks like you should know some things before time, and you may have known some things about Malik before free agency started. And then I'm doing more research last night and noticed that win totals are coming out for the season. I get it. Yes, people, it's July 9th. I get it. Things are going to change a little bit between now and when the season starts. But when you look at the win totals for everything and you kind of parse it together, in most books, Pistons are sixth or seventh in the conference right now with win total. And so I'm like, as a fan, how am I supposed to be excited for what has happened this offseason when you see that? Win totals are telling you they haven't gotten better. There are teams that have passed them in win totals. The Hawks have passed them. The Orlando Magic have passed them. So then how am I supposed to be excited for what has gone on this offseason. When you hear those comments from Langdon, not being prepared, not having much time, saying you didn't know anything about Malik, basically, and then this, over-unders. Like, please, talk me off the ledge.
I just wish you would have presented it in the calm manner you just did versus MFing me all over the place.
I was upset this morning. I'm sorry. I've calmed down a little bit.
Rico, this was nothing that I was given. Rico, take a swing.
I got a sample of it as well, Mike, so I know what you mean.
Take a swing at it first, though. I mean, what do you make of the comment? I'll save my thoughts. I want to hear from you.
I mean, as far as the Malik thing goes, David, I don't know how much the Pistons knew about him. I don't. And we had this conversation pre-show because you're like, well, they're the NBA. They know everything. But do you really know that somebody's not paying their bills? You don't know that. You just kind of assume you're a good person. There's certain things in life you kind of figure are a given. You're a good person. You don't mistreat animals. There's just certain things that you just assume. And I think they got caught assuming with him. But look, you're not supposed to feel good about this offseason, because what I've seen that with what they did, they tried to bring the band back together and you couldn't. You couldn't even bring back the backup dancers. You had to go get new backup dancers. So, no, you didn't bring in a star. You didn't bring in that Robin to Cade. You're hoping, praying that it's Ivy, when healthy, can be that guy. And you kind of went out and got the generic versions of the pieces that you had last year, in my opinion.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, two notes. A, how do I put this in a politically correct manner? Malik Beasley lost benefit of the doubt about being a good guy years ago. And if you don't know, I'll let you do your homework assignment, people. Not a good guy. And you don't need to be to play for my team, but yeah, no. Two, I think Trajan's inexperience got put on full display. Because when the Malik thing took place, I think a shrewd, experienced general manager, you come up with an alternative plan. I mean, like Rico and I have always joked about this. Like athletic directors in college, they carry a piece of paper in their pocket. You know what's on that piece of paper? A list of coaches in the event their phone rings at 3 a.m. and theirs is leaving for Alabama. It's no different in the pros. You have a list of players you're interested in. You have a list of trade targets. You have a list of people. I don't want to hear that Trajan was so broadsided by the Malik thing that it sent the offseason into utter chaos. Balderdash. And once it did happen, settle in, craft a plan, and let's get after it. That plan can't be Caris LeVert, Duncan Robinson, and then the Schroeder sign and trade only netted you a trade exception, which, I hate to break it to people, 9 out of 10 trade exceptions go unused. They actually very rarely get used. So, no, I'm not mad at David. or Rico. Guys, I don't know why people were mad at me last week because I wasn't in love with Duncan Robinson, but whatever. The point is, I don't like the comment. And I'm not going to give Trajan a bunch of slack. You're hired to do the job. And the wind blows hardest at the top of the flagpole. If you are charged with running a billion-dollar corporation, bleep's going to happen. And how you react to it is how you're measured. I don't like the comment at all.
No.
So, but, Mike, but I'm a meanie pants. So, you know.
Yes, you are. You are. But, hey, you know what? We're going to have better food items at Spartan Stadium. It's going to make you
That's
feel
right.
better.
That's right.
But I look at Trajan. This was the summer that I was really ready to judge him because he came in last. I didn't really count last summer. You had the whole year. You got the team to the playoffs. And I thought, okay, now you're going to take it to that next step. And you sputtered. You tripped. You fell out the gate. And you just kind of laid there on the ground like Peter Griffin grabbing your knee.
248-539-9797. Go ahead. Is David off base? Or are we off base? I don't care. Hell, I'll lump all of us together. There's no yelling and screaming. I didn't like the comment, just like I didn't like the offseason. But when he says, you know, we didn't have much time. Well, the problem is, here's my issue with it too, David. He foreshadowed what the offseason was going to be anyways. And candidly, I thought it was a lazy plan. Well, you know, we want to focus on getting better in the margins, and you know, we like our guys, right. And it's like you foreshadowed it. Then bleep went sideways, and here's the other thing, guys: they didn't bring back Tim Hardaway, they didn't bring back Dennis Schroeder, so he didn't even execute his initial plan, and whatever facsimile of that plan unearthed itself netted you players that I don't think you got better. I'm not going to sit here talking about how much worse you got, but you didn't get better. So, no, I don't think you're wrong, David, to say you didn't like the comment. It just felt, I want to choose my words carefully. I had an adjective in mind, but it'll come across as harsh, even though I don't mean it to be that way. It just uninspired. How about that? Not impressed.
I thought you were going to say rhyme with ducked.
No. I look. I have a respect for Trajan Langdon and what he arrived in town and was able to help do, including the hiring of Bickerstaff. But you don't get fun points. You're judged every day. Like it's no different than an actor. You're only as good as your last movie. You have to keep performing. I'm sorry, but I think they've wasted an opportunity here to take a quantum leap forward. They've just wasted it. Mm-hmm. And other teams are not waiting around. So, all right, if they want to take a gap year, if that's what they're really telling us, that they want another year to evaluate and will hope for the best, well, that's their prerogative. And I'm sure plenty of people in town will be happy enough if they're the 6, 7, or 8 seed. But I thought there was more there. There was more juice in the orange if they wanted it. But his comment about essentially, you know, I'm blindsided by it and not much time. It's like, really? Malik Beasley threw your offseason into chaos, huh? Not Larry Bird. Malik Beasley. Like, come on, man. You know what? Dust yourself off. Get a night of sleep. Wake up and burn the phone lines down and come up with something better. Not Caris LeVert and Duncan Robinson. 248-539-9797. Is David off his rocker for being angry? I leave that to you guys. I'm not angry. I'm not with it. I'm disappointed. 248-539-9797. We get some of the people in the mix. And again, Tigers, it's simple. Yay or nay at the deadline. And just sell me this pen. We'll get to the people next. 97.1.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.